appreciate everybody showing up this morning. If you could quickly find a seat. And just a quick housekeeping note. If you brought any type of a noisemaker, cell phone, pager, ankle bracelet, anything that is going to distract the people around you, I'd encourage you right now at this point to silence that device. Not only for the respect of the people around you, but also for our guest speaker who's traveled all the way from the great state of Tennessee to share some valuable information with us. This information has paid this gentleman millions of dollars. He's built a very huge organization serving people and helping protect families all across America. Would you all give it up for our good friend, Mr. John Hoffman?
Good morning. Great state of Utah. How y'all doing? What a group, man. Everybody good? Kind of feel like opening up in prayer when I come out into this beautiful part of the country. You know? Kind of serious about that. You know, you fly in and on one side you got the Wasatch, on the other side the Ochre. I'll get it right one of these days. I don't care. There's mountains everywhere, you know? It's like, it's pretty cool. So I love the outdoors, and big thanks to certainly Dave Hall for the invitation to come out and spend with this awesome group, and great to see a good friend Chris Hughes here and Damien and just so many other folks. We had a great dinner last night and just met a host of other just awesome folks. And, you know, I was talking to Dave on the way out, and I'm like, I want to try to make some time to maybe jump up on the slopes or, you know, I used to race snowmobiles in northern Michigan, and I'm like, maybe we could go snowmobiling. Dave's like, I can hook you up. And then I started grilling them, you know. I'm like, listen, dude, here's kind of what I want to do. I don't want any tour guide, you know, where we're locked and loaded at 15 and, well, there's this and there's that. I'm like, just can you find us some snowmobiles where we can really go get it on, you know? And he's like, yeah. And so he had us hooked up for Friday yesterday. And, you know, I had to text him Thursday night saying no go because we had a big call with the corporate office. And I'm like, crap, man, it stinks. It's like we could have been. I just can't believe it. It's beautiful, man. Y'all got the great outdoors here, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to move here next week. So. All right. Yeah. Well, no, really, it is an honor to be here. And I'd just like to welcome certainly the associates. Welcome to all the guests who are here this morning. And let me really start this way. The next 45 minutes is really for the guests. I don't know the different reasons that maybe some of you are invited this morning. I know a couple of things. Someone thought highly enough of you to invite you out to take a look at a company that's really done two things. Number one, you're going to hear about a company that's literally revolutionized the legal industry. Number two, you'll hear about a company that is providing really the only solution to what is being called the fastest growing white collar crime in North America, that being identity theft. And how many of y'all in the room would agree documentation beats conversation? So I'm the kind of guy who wants to back everything up, you know, with some facts. And I would encourage you, if you're a guest, you know, you'll be able to validate and substantiate everything that we share this morning. But the, you know, the note I might put down is, could I be in the right place at the right time? You know, only you can decide that. And, you know, you know, some of you are out here today because you understand timing. And you've heard about what Legal Shield is doing. And you would like to position yourself in front of emerging growth markets and tap into what is literally a cash cow. How many people would agree that you'd rather be in the right place in the right time than be intelligent? How many of you take luck over intelligence any day? I just want to know who I'm talking to this morning. You know, so, you know, others of you are in the room because, you know, the idea of having all of your eggs in one basket doesn't make sense, and you're looking to maybe create an additional stream of income, you know, alternative methods of income. So maybe, you know, you're looking at Legal Shield from that perspective. You know, some of you are here because you can maybe just generate an extra $500 to $1,000 to $2,000 a month on a part-time basis. Others are in this room because you've been part of something that has eluded most of the world, and that's the idea of residual income. How many people in the room like the idea of working maybe a little smarter instead of harder? Okay. And so, you know, you'd like to take a look at a company that today has over 40,000 people earning residual income. And so maybe you're here to, you know, investigate that a little bit and see, you know, what that could possibly mean to some of you. And then last but not least, might be individuals in the room today who are here because you've been invited out and are, you know, here to maybe help us expand the business. Maybe you've already got financial independence and time freedom, and yet you're a guest today because you might know the types of people it is that we are looking for. You're going to hear about a company that, you know, has paid $1 billion in commissions to associates in the last 10 years. From an economic perspective, you know, when you turn on the news, you've got doom and gloom. And we've been nothing short of a shining light on the hill, paying out $1 billion in commissions to our associates in just the last 10 years. You'll hear about a company that, when we were on the New York Stock Exchange, was at one point the 33rd fastest growing company on that exchange. We've been featured by the who's who of business and financial journals on a very aggressive basis, not just because of the service we're driving to the marketplace, but because of the economics involved with it also. You know, so I believe, you know, the best is yet to come. I've been with the company 15 years, and I believe we will do in the next 4 years, because of timing, you know, what the company took 35 years to do in the first place. So let me start real quickly just with my background. Not that it's important, but maybe some of y'all can relate to it. And my background prior to Legal Shield was corporate America and small business ownership. And I'm one of those statistics that you hear a lot about or read a lot about today. I thought the best way toward financial independence out of college was corporate America. So I followed my one grandfather's footsteps into the corporate arena. On my other side of my family, we're all trial attorneys. My great-grandfather, grandfather, and father in a small town in Michigan were trial attorneys. They persuaded me to stay away from law because of the changes, and so I followed my corporate grandfather's kind of footsteps into the corporate arena. Out of college in 1981 up in Michigan, we were very depressed, largely dependent on automotive. Some of you folks can probably remember those days, inflation 18%, interest rates 21%. Under George, we were talking about it last night. You know, and I just decided I would head down to Houston, Texas. I had a big interest in offshore drilling. I was money motivated. I went to work for a major oil company. We own 32 offshore drilling rigs that we lease to the major oil companies for the sole purpose of offshore exploration. 4 years into buying that company's promise, OPEC flooded the market, and at 26, I was thrown out on the street. So for a 26-year-old, it's a rude awakening. You know, I was downsized. You know, you call it capsized, right size. I don't know what they call it today. The point is, I'm out on the street. And how many people would agree that out of adversity can come opportunity if you get your head on right? Okay, so here's my thought, folks, is if it happened once, there's a good chance it might happen again. So did I really want to enter back into the corporate rat race where somebody else was calling all the shots? You know, here's when we're going to pay you. Here's when you come to work. Here's when you go home. Y'all know the story. And so I moved to Austin, Texas, and I figured if you want success, study and do what successful people do. Fair enough? I don't care if it's investing, marriage, parenting. You know, I don't care what it is. Study what successful people do. And so I realized wealth in the United States was created how? Through business ownership. And I moved back to Michigan, where I grew up, and I started an environmental company. I shared with you a minute ago, I loved the outdoors. And I thought maybe I could start a company that would remove these leaking underground storage tanks that was contaminating Michigan's groundwater supply. How many people would say not a bad idea? Well, it wasn't. It was a good idea, but I was 2 years too early. And I now was experiencing the traditional headaches that go with small business, the capital, the resources, you know, Mark, to start the company, employees, cash flow, general liabilities, and all that kind of stuff. And, folks, I share this with you for two reasons. I was about 10 months from going bankrupt. For the second time in a short career, I got my butt kicked because nobody taught me the value of timing. How to identify the trends. How do you identify emerging growth markets and position yourself where? In the front end or on the back end? On the front end. And so my wife and I, so let me take a step further. I bartended at night. I framed houses in the morning for $7 an hour. Just to try to keep some cash flow to keep that company alive during the day. I was burning the midnight oil. Now, let me ask you all a question. Has anybody ever been so sick and tired of being sick and tired that for things to change, you got to change? For things to get better, you got to get better? Folks, I'm sharing this with you because that's where I was. And I didn't have two nickels to rub together, and someone came along and introduced my wife and I to this industry called the direct selling industry, the home-based business industry. And I'll be very honest with you, in 1988, November of 1988, I was very, very skeptical. I was downright ignorant and rude to what I thought the industry was, and I said no. And a good friend of mine called, his best man at my wedding, trades on the Chicago Board of Exchange, and he says, John, why don't you base your decisions on the facts and not false assumptions? And, every time I see him, I still thank him for that advice today. So I flew out to New Orleans in November of 88 to research this company. Not Legal Shield. It was when I first got involved in the direct selling industry. I got excited about the product. I then knew that if I wanted to build a business with that company, I better find the top producers so I could learn the business from. And in the next 6 years, my wife and I built businesses in seven countries, and we changed our life. I walked away from that company after that 6 years and left an entire sales organization there. Because it wasn't right for me, I didn't have to make it unright for someone else. You follow me? You know, and so I walked away and I said, John, if you've built it once, build it again. You know, that company's still around today. As a matter of fact, because we left the company with integrity, because we left the company with character, my wife and I were invited back to a black tie event to sit with our sponsors of that company 3 years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, and we watched four of their top producers go across the stage that were national marketing directors that we had actually recruited. And we were happy for them. You know, I just couldn't continue to attach, you know, my interest to a company that was changing in their marketing strategies. And so we went, and I was one of eight people asked to help launch a television network. Some of you heard about it. It was called the People's Network. I got three girls. I got an awesome wife. And we were excited about launching a television network that was based on positive programming. No sex, no crime, no violence, and it would be commercial free. And the whole world bet against us and said, you can't do it. Well, for 4 years, we built that television network only to have that company in 1998 acquired by a company called Legal Shield. So that was my introduction, folks, 15 years ago to the company that I get the chance to share with you. And I'll tell you this, what started out as something that was really kind of intense because we weren't expecting an acquisition of Legal Shield to buy our television network. You know, we had birthed this thing. You know, I mean, it's just kind of like someone comes and kidnaps your baby. You know, what happened in the next couple of hours was one of the greatest things in my life as I got introduced to a company that I felt had one of the greatest products I'd ever seen. So just to give you an example, in 1998, I wrote down 13 times in 1998 that I would have used this service had I not had to give thought to my pocketbook first. And I'm going to break that down here in another couple minutes. So, you know, I did a little due diligence, researched the company, fell in love with the product, and decided to go to work. In the first 3 years, we were well over seven figures in earnings. Today, we have an organization of 15 millionaire club members, 46-figure ring earners. We put over 1.2 million memberships on the books with the company. And I'm not sharing that with you to brag about it or boast about it. If you go back to my story, when you're bartending tonight and framing houses in the morning for $7 an hour, you start to realize that, you know, there's really no difference from me than anybody else. I'm very humbled, you know, and I've got a very, you know, stiff reminder of where I came from. But I'm so excited that I was able to take action by positioning myself in front of one absolutely amazing, you know, vehicle. So let's just have some fun this morning. You know, let's talk a little bit about who we are. We'll talk about what we do, and we'll talk about just really, you know, the timing of where we sit and the things we're doing today. Let me start first with really the size of the market we serve. And, you know, we were talking about this last night, Dave. You know, Helen Keller was once asked a question, what's worse than being blind? She said, having sight without vision. You know, how many people would agree sight's a function of the eyes and vision's a function of the heart? Fair enough? Okay, so what I'm going to ask the Utah folks to do right now is let's put our vision goggles on just for a second. Now, when I ask these questions, you can look around the room, but I want you to think of markets like a San Diego, a Fort Lauderdale, a Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City. It doesn't matter. Wouldn't the response be exactly the same? How many people in the room have ever signed a contract or document? Okay. Let's just say 90% of the hands. Been overcharged or treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket, you know, known a victim of identity theft, been treated unfairly or been in a situation where they thought the advice of an attorney might be useful. So 15 years ago, when I looked at this product that Legal Shield was offering, I got extremely excited about this. And if you're taking notes and you're here using your due diligence or doing a comparative analysis to something else, you need to write this down. You're going to hear about a product people want, people need, people can afford, and probably for the first time in everybody's career in here, the ability to represent a product or service that doesn't have any competition for the most part. I don't know. In 20 years, I've never been able to do that. I can sit in front of any Ivy League professor and lay this business model out, and they're going to look at you first and go, impossible. And until they investigate it and go, oh my gosh, unbelievable. How many people would agree if you can be copied, you'll be copied? And this is a model that is very difficult from a capital perspective, you know, to ever even copy. All right? So, Legal Shield, a unique service, a priceless benefit. It simply gives you and I the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about what? High hourly costs. You're going to see in a minute, folks, one of the first times ever in the direct selling industry that a company was able to introduce a product that actually undercut the competition. Because the average cost for an attorney is $150 to $300 bucks an hour. Fair enough? So we've come to the table and actually have undercut the market. Basically unheard of. For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how traumatic or, key word here, trivial the issue. Under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live what? Your life on what? Whose terms? Folks, on your terms. How many people would like to start living life on their terms and not someone else's? Come on, guys. Absolutely, right? So worry-free every day, every night, now and forever. Let's just take it a step further. All right? Y'all are way too serious for me. Okay? I came a long ways really just to have more fun than anything, you know? But let me just... anybody been to Washington, D.C.? Okay. Damien, etched in stone, Supreme Court Justice Building that says what? Equal justice under law. Man, it sounds good, doesn't it? But in these United States of America and the Canadian market, is there really equal justice under law? But you stand firm when the Pledge of Allegiance comes along. You stand firm when you look at the Constitution because you know you got equal justice under law, correct? But it really is, isn't it more of a travesty of sorts? Folks, doesn't this make sense right now? Have you all heard this adage that the only color to justice is green? So what you're telling me is, John, there isn't equal justice under law. You only get as much justice as you can afford. Dr. Derek Bach, former president of Harvard University, said this, and I quote, "There's far too much law for those who can afford it, and far too little for those who cannot. No one should be satisfied with this state of affairs." Appellate court judges, famed trial attorneys, Jerry Spence, F. Lee Bailey, the late Johnny Cochran, all on talk shows in different circuits, media circuits across the country, have all said this, folks, that Mike, you and I are better to be rich and guilty than innocent and poor in the judicial system today. So, folks, to me, it's nothing but a travesty of sorts. 15 years ago, when I got introduced to Legal Shield, what looked like an opportunity immediately became a responsibility, because if my family was going to experience peace of mind, if my family was going to experience protection and security, if my family was going to be able to save time and money, I knew that tens of thousands and millions of families in North America, you know, needed to have the same opportunity. And so that's where it all started. So that's really, folks, the opportunity. We're simply righting an injustice that's in the United States today. Here's the most litigious society, and this isn't an opportunity for a lot of us. When I look at Dave and Chris and some of the leaders up here and Paul and George and others, you know, this isn't about an opportunity. It's about a cause. It's about a movement to take what was once only afforded by the wealthy, and today we, through Legal Shield, can make it available to the working middle class. Pretty cool, huh? So, I mean, when you get a phone call sometime from a member that you just protected, and you hear their story and you start bawling, you know, because of what you did for a family, you'll give it more than just an applause. you know. But you experience that. And there's so many stories in just that respect. So let's just go ahead and highlight this for a second. Where are name tags? What are guests? Blue. Who's blue? Okay, Paul. Paul. Hey, good job, Paul. He's like, help me out there. Paul, can I pick on you for a minute? All right. What I'd like to do is I'd like to ask Paul basically four questions. And as I ask Paul those questions, would everybody in the room make a mental or text note as to how you would answer this? Would y'all do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, we'll just have fun here for a second. I appreciate that. Who invited you? Walt? He's buying you lunch today. Your pick anywhere just for this interaction right here, okay? If Ruth Chris is open, call it and go there. You got my permission, all right? All right, so anyhow, people ask me, Paul, quite often, what do I do? And I share with them is I basically take a family like yours, put you under the protection of 2,500 attorneys in the United States. And our purpose is really twofold. We want to ensure you and your family legal protection and legal consultation in every area of your life, personally, professionally, and financially. We do it for a small monthly fee. Are you married? Okay, do you have children? Do you own your own company or work for somebody? Okay, fantastic. So my first comment is this. Would you agree that we all make a lot of important decisions every year, personally, professionally, and financially? Okay, fair enough. So here's my first question. Could those decisions be made easier if we could pick up the phone and call the top-rated law firms in Utah? And if we just wanted to find out, am I right or wrong in my thinking, and I wasn't to receive a bill for that, would that benefit you? Okay. Does this have a... I think it does. Okay, right there. So what we offer, Paul, under our first area of coverage is unlimited phone consultation on an unlimited number of issues for the life of your membership. No matter what's going on in your life, Monday through Friday, if you have any question about anything and you just want to know what are my legal rights or what are my rights in general, personally, professionally, financially, you can call your law firm Monday through Friday during normal business hours and you can speak with your law firm unlimited in scope for the life of that membership. Pretty cool, right? Okay. So here's my next question, a little bit tougher. Have you ever been treated unfairly? It's a stupid question. I mean, we all have, right? And you don't have to give us any details, but if you think back 12, 24, 36 months of time you're treated unfairly, do you remember what you did or what came to mind? Okay, how many of y'all can relate to that? I mean, I remember you're being very polite. I remember I was flat out ticked off. Okay. So you weren't happy, so did you kind of fight with the situation in yourself, and how do I handle this? How do I take care of it? Okay. Okay. We can all relate, right? Instead of getting upset, instead of getting mad, instead of getting angry, why not just go home and call your law firm and let him or her assist you with the situation? Any reason you didn't do that? Can you think of one and share with us maybe why you didn't?
I didn't have an attorney.
Okay. Number one, a lot of us don't have an attorney. We don't know who to call. Any other reasons? Because we could have went through the yellow pages in Utah and found about 3,000 probably, you know, if not more. Any other reasons? Absolutely. So a lot of times, if I think, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but a lot of times the remedy they provide sometimes is outweighed by our expense. Fair enough. At $150 to $300 an hour for an attorney, the remedy they provide can be outweighed by our expense. Fair enough? Well, here's the beauty in our membership. If you're ever treated unfairly, you don't have to get upset or mad. Call your law firm. They'll write letters or make phone calls on your behalf, unlimited in scope for the life of the membership. Has anybody ever gotten a phone call or letter from an attorney? Ladies and gentlemen, did it get your attention? Here, let me just share a story, okay? About a year ago, my assistant came to me. Her name's Trish, and she said, John, your Sprint bill doesn't look right. And so I looked at it, and I could see they were charging me. Sprint was charging me for mobile to mobile and for roaming. So my bills were higher. I've been with Sprint a long time, and I had already contracted that into my monthly service. How many of y'all would agree it's an act of God to get a hold of a decision maker at a telecom company anyway? Right? Okay. Can I bring God into it out here? Okay. All right. Just checking. So my point being, I finally got a hold of a decision maker. The decision maker says, Mr. Hoffman, we can see we made a mistake. We'll go back 2 months and credit your account. I said, whoa, I'm out. It's a 12-month issue. Well, sorry, Mr. Hoffman, that's your fault. You should have called us earlier. Y'all know the game, right? It always becomes our fault, right? And so I could tell their mind was made up, and I said to them, I said, well, that is unacceptable with us, and you will hear from my law firm, and I hung up. Now, let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all have pulled that bluff before? You're going to hear from my law firm. And you got your card, and you're like, damn, I don't have one. Right? Boy, it sounded good until you got to the car. But I've got Legal Shield, and so I picked up the phone, I called the 800 number, and I called our Nashville provider law firm, and I explained the situation to my attorney. My attorney fired off a letter to Sprint's legal department on the law firm's letterhead, explaining to Sprint exactly what my consumer rights are. 3 days later, Sprint credited my account for $947. Does it give me peace of mind? Does it give me protection and security? Does it save me time and money? So does it have to be a $947 issue? Absolutely not. I've got a friend in Albuquerque that used it for a $15 Blockbuster deal. They didn't owe the $15. There wasn't a late fee, but Blockbuster kept insisting and then said, we will hit your credit account with this. And he said, fine. If that's the position you're going to take, you will hear from my law firm. Over a $15 issue. And the law firm wrote the letter to Blockbuster. Blockbuster, at that point, kind of got an awakening, let's just say. And dropped the whole thing. Okay? So phone calls and letters on your behalf, Paul, if you're ever treated unfairly. Next question real quick, Paul. Have you ever signed a contract or document? And we all do, folks. Buy or sell a house. Buy or sell a car. Get a credit card. Buy a cell phone. Join a health care. We sign contracts. Paul, if a wealthy person were asked to sign a contract, what might they say? Let me run it by my attorney? Makes sense, right? Okay, but a wealthy person is not going to sign a contract without first having their attorney review it. Now, why would they do that? A, it makes good business sense. And B, since attorneys write contracts, why not have your attorney review it? Because attorneys write contracts in whose best interest? The other party. Folks, with our service, you'll have unlimited contract and document review for the life of your membership. All we're saying, folks, is before you sign your contract, just fax or mail that contract to your attorney. Let them review it for you. Again, unlimited in scope for the life of the membership, okay? And last but not least, Paul, when was the last time you updated your will? 15. Okay. I'm proud to hear you even have one. Fair enough. I mean, 9 out of 10 people we see don't even have a comprehensive will. 15 years ago, so with laws changing, it's probably a good time to get it updated more frequently, right? Okay. I mean, and we all know that. What we're going to do for every one of our members is we're going to provide a comprehensive will, a durable power of attorney, a medical directive, and a living will at no additional charge the moment an individual signs their membership. Is it important to protect the ones we love? Do you believe the state of Utah cares as much about your loved ones as you do? So Lord forbid anything happen to you, but should there be a death and there's no will in place, who jumps in the middle of your estate? There goes 50% of your assets or resources simply due to not having an instrument dictating your wishes. Cool? So if I were to wrap it up, guys, and you're going to see why I did this in a few minutes. Okay? You might be like, John, you're a little bit over the top, and you're kind of taking a lot of time. And no, you're going to see exactly the strength and the ability and what this opportunity really stands for with this right here. If I did wrap it up, Paul, and I basically said this, you know, based on what I shared, unlimited phone consultation on an unlimited number of issues for life of your membership, phone calls and letters on you and your family's behalf if you ever treat unfairly, all your contracts and documents reviewed in a comprehensive will, would $1.19 a day, $35.95 a month, be too much to spend to have this peace of mind and protection? Okay, you're shaking your head, so would that be fair to say no? Okay, folks, what I'm trying to share with you is the majority of people I see as I travel throughout North America feel there's enough value right now that they would spend $35.95 a month to put their family under this protection. So, Paul, here's where the fun starts for people like myself. Not only is this available to you in the state of Utah, every benefit I've shared is available to you throughout the United States. Okay? It's an umbrella plan for you and your entire family, children up to 23 or who are full-time in college. But here's the deal. I've only covered 20% of the plan. So if you think it's valuable, we also, for that $35.95 a month, we also provide motor vehicle or moving traffic violation service. Here's all we've said. If anybody in your family gets a moving traffic violation, fax or mail the ticket to the law firm. An attorney will go to court on your behalf. How many people would agree that points off your driving record equates to more money in your bank account? Fair enough? Now, if you promise to keep it in the room, I'll share a story with you. I've had 36 points reduced to 3 points in the last 6 years. And I don't know if you should clap. It's maybe not something to clap about, but it is pretty cool. That's why I'm a pilot today and I fly my own plane, so it's pretty cool. All right? And I haven't been to a courtroom one time. So that has to do with a lot of busy soccer schedules and just being in all different kinds of places. We'll also provide trial defense services. If anybody brings a civil suit against you or a job and criminal charge, you won't have to come out of pocket to fight it. The moment you sign up, we put 75 hours of actual trial time into your legal bank account, and that includes pretrial. Every year that you retain that membership, we increase it to 140 to 205 hours, 270 hours. Your fifth year, 335 hours of actual trial time. I call it peace of mind, folks. I hope it never happens to you. But 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago now, I had it happen to me. I had never been sued. I was towing our boat down. I have a custom boat, beautiful wakeboard boat. I was towing it down to Chattanooga, Tennessee. We talked all the parents into camping out. We took two different sets of teams into the soccer tournament and all the kids. And on the way down there, I'm coming around a corner. It had just lightly rained, and a young lady with her girlfriend and a Mustang coming this way, driving too fast for conditions, was in a full skid. Tires were locked and turned into the bank, and she T-boned my Suburban and totaled out my boat trailer. She was taken away in an ambulance. A fire truck came. Four cops came. Her car was totaled, and she got four tickets. I didn't get one ticket. But guess what I got a year and a half later? I got the knock. I got a beautiful home with a doorbell. Anybody ever just got the knock? So I'm making pancakes for Paige, my daughter, my youngest. I'm like, hey, Paige, grab the front door. She goes, Daddy, you can all tell when your kid's got something in their voice. You better come here. So I walked out of the kitchen, and here's this guy jumps into my foyer, throws open his coat, Knoxville Sheriff's Department. So his attitude already kind of got me twisted, you know what I mean? Because he jumped into my living room, my foyer, I mean. He wasn't invited, so I told him to get out. Fair enough? That is my right, correct? So I looked at him. I said, get out. I walked outside. I said, can I help you? He said, are you John Hoffman? I said, I am. He reaches into his lapel and he shoves an envelope into my chest. If my neighbors were looking, ladies and gentlemen, you would have thought that I was a felon. I'm not kidding you. I was livid, absolutely livid. I'm like, who is this and what is this about? I walk in and I open it up. It's a civil summons. The lady that T-boned me is suing me for $20,000. Is it frivolous or not? I think it is. But frivolous or not, I still have to hire? Absolutely. But what they don't know is I have Legal Shield. So hold on. I pick up the phone. I call my attorney, I explain the situation, he starts laughing. I'm like, what is so funny? He says, I can't believe a Chattanooga attorney took this. I said, me neither. I said, hey, so I kind of know how the law works a little bit, right, Chris? So I'm like, I said, look, do me a favor. When you call the Chattanooga attorney up, explain to him that I have 335 hours sitting in my legal bank account, and I'm pacing like this, and I won't come out of my pocket one penny to fight it. And he's like, that's a good idea. Tell him we're going to drag it out and make it go slow. He's like, I like that. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the attorney took it on contingency from the lady that T-boned me by pulling up the pictures that the cops had of this unbelievable Suburban with a $90,000 boat being towed on the back. And what did the attorney see? Money. He figured he'd sue me for 20, I'd settle for 13, he'd keep 7 or 8 and give her 4 or 5. That's how it works, isn't it? So what do you think happened? 3 days later, the Chattanooga attorney called and said, we're going to drop this. And we're going to find someone else. We're going to find someone else who doesn't have access. So I call it peace of mind. I hope it doesn't happen to you, but better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Fair enough. We'll also provide 24/7 emergency access, something that even the wealthy don't have access to. And that's the ability to call their law firm 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ladies and gentlemen, we took 65,000 calls from our membership base last year that wanted to talk to their attorney after 5 in the evening or before 9 in the morning. I got 3 daughters, 2 play college soccer, 1 just graduated, and it just gives me peace of mind to know that in my daughter's purse and my wife's purse is a legal shield card, and on the back is an 800 number, and it simply says this. To any law enforcement officer or security personnel, simply says, if it is your intent to question or detain me, please allow me to talk to my attorney immediately. And on the back is their 800 number. It levels the playing field from abusive law enforcement or security personnel. From abusive. The majority of law enforcement are fantastic folks, but should you ever get to that point, you know, you've got access to that. We'll also provide our 25% preferred member discount. I love this part because here's what our company said. Even if you have pre-existing conditions, we'll give you access to the top-rated law firms at a 25% discount off of that law firm's hourly rate. In my training later, if somebody will remind me, I'll share how I had to sue the Atlas Corporation when they moved me from Castle Rock, Colorado to Knoxville, Tennessee. It's another great story of how I was able to use this service to bring a $1 billion company to their knees and do what was right. Okay? We'll also provide IRS audit protection. I love this because I believe they're a pretty fraudulent and corrupt group, and they prey on people of less means. If you're ever audited by the IRS, you can simply introduce your tax attorney to the IRS auditor, and the environment changes immediately. Why? Because the auditor or agent knows that the tax attorney knows the law and your rights. Okay? Online legal forms. So, Paul, it's kind of fun because you saw value a few minutes ago. You probably see even more value now, right? I'm still not done. So, still for that $1.19 a day, or $35.95 a month, we will also provide identity theft protection and restoration. Here is an aha moment for most folks, because identity theft will manifest itself in many ways. The FBI and the Federal Trade Commission call it the fastest growing white collar crime in North America. It has nothing to do, for the most part, with just credit card fraud. But look at 72% of identity theft today. Medical, Social Security, driver's license, character and criminal. Brand new one just surfaced called synthetic identity theft, where these thieves are taking one little bit of each area and creating a whole new Chris Hughes, a whole new Dave Hall, just from those areas. So what we're going to do is basically we're going to provide you your monitoring and activity alerts. We're going to provide you your credit score and analysis. We'll provide consultation. My point here is we will provide 24/7 monitoring of all of your pertinent information. You will be electronically notified every single month whether there's activity or no activity. Is this important? I think so. Well, some of you in the room are going, well, John, you said earlier you really don't have any competition. We don't. Well, John, there's a company out there called LifeLock. Aren't they your competitor? No, not really. No. You want to know why? There are other identity theft companies, fair? Okay. Here's where the rubber meets the road. The other companies do provide monitoring of your information, fair? But here's what separates us. Is if you're with any other company other than us, should you ever become a victim of identity theft, you will come out of pocket and you will go to work on your own to restore your identity. With us, we're the only company that provides complete restoration. We have 2,200 licensed fraud investigators that work on your behalf. Should you become a victim of identity theft, we will assign you one of those investigators, and they work with you until your identity is completely restored. Please make a mental or text note of this. According to the Federal Trade Commission and the FBI, if you or I become a victim of identity theft, we will spend up to 600 hours trying to prove to the world we are who we say we are. will come out of pocket, $1,500 to $15,000, in just a quest to try to clear our name. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at up to 15 40-hour work weeks in order to try to prove you are who you say you are. With us, we reduce all your out-of-pocket expenses because we assign you one of those investigators. They do all the fraud alerts. They do all the proactive searches of all the applicable local and national databases for criminal activity, federal watch lists, Department of Motor Vehicles, any unknown addresses affiliated to your name. They do the work. All right? So that's truly what separates us. That's why I say we really don't have any competition. We're the only company that offers a complete wall of security for every family in the North American market. Monitoring, restoration, and then you're tied into the legal component. All right? If you receive a tax liability out of Plano, Texas, and you've never been to Plano, Texas, can we clean that up for you? Absolutely. But how many people would agree having access to the legal component is absolutely critical? Because you better have your attorneys firing off letters to the IRS exactly explaining what your legal rights are. 60% of all identity theft related issues require, actually it's almost 70%, access to an attorney. Make sense? That's why that complete wall of security falls into play right here. All for Paul, $35.95 a month, $1.19 a day. All right? Documentation beats conversation. One of the reasons I chose this company is because we have the two top service providers in North America. For our legal services side, we have a company called Legal Shield. They have a 40-year track record. And the key thing is our law firms are dedicated and prepaid. We paid $150 million to our attorneys last year, so if you want to just settle this real quick, what kind of attorney do you get? All of our law firms are AV rated, which is the highest rating a law firm can have, and you're basically the number one client with the law firm. Chris, Dave, how many memberships in Utah in general? 20, 30, 40,000? About 15,000? Okay, so you know we pay our law firm here around $100, $150, maybe $200,000 a month. So that makes you the largest client of the law firm. Makes sense? All right. Kroll Advisory Solutions, 40-year track record. Prior to being involved with Legal Shield, they're the leading risk consulting firm, Fortune 500 clientele. They've been providing business-to-business solutions for governments, corporations, and heads of states against data breaches. The U.S. government hired Kroll to do the forensic accounting for Enron and WorldCom. The Kuwaiti government hired Kroll to do the to track down Saddam Hussein's financial network during the first Gulf War because the CIA and FBI couldn't do it. My point, folks, is in your back pocket are 2,500 attorneys, 2,200 fraud investigators who say, I've got your back in the event that anything comes up. All for $35.95 a month. Okay? Basically, less than a dollar a day. Suzette, what did that coffee cost me today? What did I pay them? $10. So I got a couple coffees. I paid $10. You know? Yeah. Interesting. Well, I can't afford it, John. Really? You go to Starbucks, right? 40-year track record. 1.4 million satisfied customers. If you want to do a little more due diligence, just Google Mid-Ocean Partners. They're the equity firm that owns our company. Amazing, amazing organization. Our system is proprietary. Bottom line, folks, high quality, cost-effective legal and identity theft services. All right. So as we wrap up here this morning, why Legal Shield? I think most of you would agree it's a product people want, people can afford, and people need. Fair enough? And it's very cost-effective. Fair enough? I mean, they can afford it. So when you take a look at the momentum we have in the marketplace today, it has everything to do with how we're delivering value to the marketplace. Okay, so the momentum today has, you know, a great deal that lends itself to the product, but also how the company rewards us. For a lot of folks, income is absolutely critical. Last night before I went to bed after our great dinner, I saw that H&R Block had not done something correct and that all these people who were looking for their tax refunds due to a certain box they checked with H&R Block and the federal government, they're supposed to get them today. Or maybe it was yesterday. And they're all jacked up. They're all freaked out. There's just like a little revolt against H&R Block because they did get their tax return. Or they didn't get a portion of it. So they're freaking out. Why? Because of income. You know, how many people do you know have more month at the end of the money? How many people do you know don't even know the names of their kids' soccer coaches or teachers because they're so tied to work? So for a lot of folks, it does have to do with income. A lot of folks, time. Have you met people who have a lot of time and no money? Have you met people that have a lot of money and no time? You know? And so really it boils down to another part, freedom. So we've already talked a little bit about this. So one of the things you'll see that's pretty exciting is we're very good at what we do. What we don't know are the strengths and interests of individuals like yourself. The systems, the tools, the marketing collateral, everything is in place. And our goal is to complement the strengths and interests you have and go in a direction that makes sense to you. We can build the business with all types of different tools. All right, but let me just spend a minute here. How we earn income is going to be in three different ways. Number one, they're going to pay us off of our personal advance. Number two, team overrides if we choose to develop a team, and then residual. There's six positions in our marketing plan: junior associate, associate, senior associate, manager, director, executive director. My point right here, folks, is we do the same thing at each level. We just make more money as we advance in the plan. Fair? How do you advance? Performance and production. It's a really pretty simple concept. Everybody that comes on board in the beginning starts as a junior associate. Okay? We're going to pay $34 to $252 any time that you go out and protect the family with a $35.95 plan. So, the reason I took the time I took with Paul to ask four questions and give four benefits is to show you this. How long did it take me to ask Paul those four questions? Have you ever been treated unfairly? You ever signed a contract or document? When was the last time you updated your will? How long did it take me to ask those four questions and give four benefits? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes? 15 minutes to do all of it. Fair enough? I asked Paul four questions. I gave four benefits. And then I did, for the sake of discussion, what I would call a trial close. Fair enough? Paul, based on what I shared, would $1.19 a day, $35.95 a month, be too much to spend? And Paul said what? Where's the little? Here we go. Paul said what? No. Right? Folks, that's the simplicity of what we do. For 15 years, I've sat in front of people, I've asked them four questions, I've given them four benefits, and I've said, would $1.19 be too much? And they say no. Our company is going to pay you for about a 15-minute presentation anywhere from $34 to $252. As a junior associate, when you protect the family for $35.95, we pay you $34 on the first four memberships. When you market the fifth, we pay you another $34. For sake of discussion, just write down $69. You get paid $69 every time the company processes a membership app for $35.95. Pretty cool, right? Okay. So if that doesn't get you excited, go protect five families and you advance to the associate level. We now pay you how much? $103 for basically offering a product people want, people need, people can afford, and it takes you 15 minutes to do it. $138 as a senior associate, $172 as a manager, $207 as a director, $252 as an executive director. Ladies and gentlemen, every time I protect a family, the company pays me $252. If I do four a week, that's $1,000 a week on a very, very small part-time effort. You with me? Directors, just to give you an example, four memberships a week. Dave is less than a 10-hour work week. If you're a director, maybe you're going to college. My daughter plays college soccer, Samford University. All right, when she comes home, she's like, what, Dad, what do you think? 20, 30, 40 memberships? I said, your call. 30, 40 memberships is $4,000 to go back to school with. Not bad for a college student. Simply enjoy the whole summer, work part-time, make $4,000. Because I pay her $100 every time she markets the membership. The company pays me $252. I think I can afford it. And she has fun, right? What do you think she's going to make in retail in the summer? What do you think she's going to make working as a waitress? Serious? Why are so many college students loving what we do? 207 times four memberships a week is $828 in part-time weekly income. Folks, that's just shy of $40,000 a year part-time. I'm hoping you can kind of start to see why there's such momentum with what we're doing in the marketplace. People are attracted to many facets of what we do. We protect consumers. We have a small business division. We have an employee benefits division with one of the most requested voluntary benefits. We have an insurance division where brokers and agents are looking to complement portfolios, enhance another revenue stream, another reason to reach out and touch their clients. And then we have a training and recruiting side. So you can kind of get a feel for what's happening right there. The second area, team overrides. Here's what Legal Shield said. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no territorial restrictions. There's no geographic limitations. You and I can build our business anywhere in the United States and four provinces in Canada. There's a friend of mine in town in Knoxville named Robert Allen. He owns a whole bunch of Subway franchises in North Knoxville. His buddy who has the Knoxville market flies to King Air. We keep our planes parked next to each other. And Robert's upset because he cannot get any Subways in the Knoxville market. He is territorially restricted to the smaller markets north of Knoxville. I'm like, well, you ought to come work with me. He goes, what do you mean? I said, we don't have any geographic limitations. I'm able to build my business anywhere in the United States and four provinces in Canada. You've already got the membership. You already understand the value of what it can mean to a family. Why don't you jump on board with us? He's like, tell me more. We talked about it. He sold his Subway franchises and is on board. So I told him, I said, you can park your jet next to your buddy who's got the King Air. It's all good. Right? All Legal should have said is if you take the time to share the opportunity with someone else, teach them how to market a membership, we'll pay you an override on anything that they do. Anybody in the real estate business in here? No realtors in here? Okay. You have brokers and you have agents, right? How many people would agree brokers work a little smarter instead of harder? That's all Legal Shield said here. Same thing. You know, in the insurance profession, brokers and agents. We've got that ability to share the opportunity with others if that's something that may appeal to you. We are going to pay you anywhere from $34 to $182 on any membership that is sold by an individual on your team. For sake of discussion, we'll just look at executive director. We're going to hear from someone in just a second. As an executive director, you're going to earn a minimum of $44 on any membership sold by someone on your team. So, you develop a team in the next year that markets 100 memberships a month, take $44 times 100, and you're earning $4,400 in monthly overrides. You kind of see why we call it working a little smarter instead of harder? Does that make sense? Well, John, what if you build a team that markets 500 memberships a month? Well, in this scenario, that would be $20,000 in monthly income, right at $250,000 a year. 1,000 memberships a month. $40,000 a month, $500,000 a year in income. All right? There's people in the room at 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 memberships a month with the company because they've chose to build teams. Make sense? Okay. And last but not least is residual income. This is an important note if you're doing it and taking notes. You own your book of business for the life of the customer and not the life of the job. When I got downsized in the oil industry, I was thrown out on the street, and whatever I brought to the company kept, and I started over. In real estate, you're only as good as your last sale. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with us, whether you market the membership or whether your team markets the membership, we pay you month after month, year after year on that book of business for the life of the customer, not the life of the job. My third year, I was in six figures in residual income with this company. I'm 15 years into this. I'm more excited about the next 15. I could have retired after 3 to 4 years in this company with a six-figure residual income. But I'm so excited about what we've got ahead of us than I ever have been about what's been behind us. And so, do it with six. Why not do it with seven? Right? Why not? If not us, who? If not now, when? Right? Okay. So I'm not going to get into this right now, but I will talk about this real quick. Here's something else the company said, you know, and to me it's just flat out exciting. You know, Damien, if you market five memberships a month, do it for 3 months, we're going to go ahead and pay you an additional, we're going to pay you an additional $150 one-time bonus, protect five families a month for 6 months, we're going to pay you another $150, do it for 12 months, we will pay you in addition to everything else you just saw in the commission schedule, we will pay you an additional $300 a month for just marketing five memberships a month, or You can go out and lease or purchase your own BMW, and we will pay you $500 a month to basically pay for the lease or purchase of that car. I was just with our Vice President of Sales, Mr. Tony Petrell, and I just found out that every other day, right now, in Legal Shield in North America, we are awarding someone a new or, you know, pre-owned BMW. It's your call, whatever you want to do. Pretty cool, huh? Every other day. So, what's it cost to take advantage of this? This is the craziest slide I've ever seen in my life. It's a one-time investment of $149. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm a little embarrassed to do this slide. Some of y'all looked at me like, what? I really am. I wish it cost $149,000 for this franchise. It's not a franchise. I'm just giving an analogy. You want to know why? Because more people would treat it like the business that it is. When Chris and I and Dave and others came on board, you know, 10, 11, 12, 15 years ago, it was a $249 investment. I immediately wrote a check out to Legal Shield for $249,000, put it on my mirror and wrote void through it. I wanted to wake up every morning as if I had invested $249,000 in a franchise. And so as the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, I wanted the mindset that started my day every day treating this business like the business that it was. But my investment was only back then $249. It still is, but the company now has offered it to $149, one-time investment to start the business. What does it do? It positions you in the fastest growing economic segment of our economy, the home-based business segment. Gives you access to the systems, the tools, the infrastructure, everything that you need, but more importantly, you have access to some of the finest leaders I've ever seen in the direct selling industry. And Utah is certainly no exception. With your regional vice presidents and with your regional managers up here, these individuals' interests are serving the team's interests first and not being served first. Does that make sense? There's a whole difference, folks, between leadership and then servant leadership. And in this marketplace, you've got some amazing folks, and I'm not only proud to call friends, but also associates. Simply recruit someone with a membership during your Fast Start qualification period. Not only do you enjoy instant growth in your organization, but we'll also rebate you $75. So let me just say this real quick. This is kind of crazy. Sell a membership, recruit someone, and your $149 investment is basically void. I call that a great return on investment. You know what I mean? I always look at an ROI. I always say, what is the risk possibly? My risk 15 years ago was to not do this. The upside was so strong. Okay? Over $1 billion paid in the last decade, talked about it. Over 1,000 earning 50,000 a year plus. Many earning between six. We got 40 on our team earning six figures. So, I mean, we can carry it out from there. Okay? So before I close with that, Mr. Hall, with your permission, could we have a couple of our executive directors or testimony? I'm sorry? All right, so those that have been invited, would you please come up and share your story, and then I'm going to close it out. Let's give them a hand.
My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car I had arrived. I also had no life. About 14 years ago, this information was shared with me, and it's given me the opportunity to get my life back. You saw the residual component. I love that because whether I do anything or rest of the team ever sells a membership again in their lives, between $5,000 and $8,000 a month goes into our bank accounts. Gave us the opportunity to spend time with our great grandson out in Florida and make a little over $2,000 while we were there. Awesome opportunity.
Hello, I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, many years as a court reporter, and so when the neighbor came over and showed me this information, I knew that everyone in America needed this membership. It made sense. And at the time, I was doing okay financially, but my husband and I were both traveling, and we even passed each other in the airport one time, and we were starting to have teenagers. If anyone has teenagers, you know it. That you kind of need to be home more. And so when I saw the override and renewal income attached with this company, I was in. Take a serious look at this company.
My name is Jared Black. I'm from Layton, Utah. 16 months ago, I was introduced to this. Well, my wife and I were introduced to this company. We've been looking for about 2 years. Nothing was looking good. The first thing I saw was a system that was going to get me paid, help us take care of some of those debts and things that we were looking to write. And, you know, 12 months later, the company put a BMW in our driveway. Everything that we ever wanted was taken care of. They've been paying for, you know, helping us pay for all those debts and things like that. And this company's totally changed my family's life.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 5.5 years ago, and my intention was just to make a little extra income around my full-time job. But what happened was, is about 4 months in, this was paying me more doing it part-time than my full-time job. My first year, we made about $68,000. My full-time job paid me about $20,000, so I obviously chose to go full-time with this. Second year, we broke a six-figure income, and we love being part of the fleet of BMWs out in the driveway as well.
Hi, my name is Sally Gilbert, and I got into this business honestly because of retirement, and I wanted freedom. I didn't want to leave a huge burden on any of my 14 children. So we worked aggressively, and I'll tell you what, I've loved the vacations, I've loved all the money. It's okay, too. But that never was my motivation, and it still isn't. But I tell you, honestly, the thing that motivates me and always has is the people. It's blessing lives. It's having people call up and say, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for nagging me to death, whatever it was, but never giving up on me. When those lives are blessed, folks, that is more than money can ever buy. And I want to be a blessing for everybody's life for the rest of my life.
Hi, my name is Chris Hughes, and I've been with Legal Shield for 13 years. And before Legal Shield, I was 27 years old. I was a college dropout. I was waiting tables at a restaurant, living below the poverty level. And I woke up one day and just decided I didn't want to live like that anymore and started looking. And about that time, Legal Shield fell into my lap. And my first month, I was able to make a few $100s. By my sixth month, it was over $1,000. Seventh month, over $2,000. By the end of the year, it was over $5,000 a month. By the end of my second year, over $10,000 a month. And our third year, we're able to make a six-figure income, and it's continued to grow and increase since then. What I really appreciate most about this opportunity is to be a dad. I've got four kids, and I'm home almost all the time, and I'm just really grateful for that opportunity. We've traveled, been able to see the world. Legal Shield sent us on some incredible trips. And the way we're able to do that is the tools and the training and the system that's provided, and that's what you get when you get started in Legal Shield.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week around our full-time job. But within a few months, we were making more money with the part-time things. We transitioned, went full-time. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, we are now millionaires with the company. And it wasn't because we brought anything special to the business. We had no previous success in this industry. We simply plugged into what the trainers like Mr. Hoffman have been talking about while he's been here. And that's the events, the trainings, the systems, the tools. And how the rest of today is going to look is here. And we're going to turn the time back over to Mr. Hoffman. And then we're going to take a 10-minute break after he's done. That is for you to get any paperwork filled out if you're a guest. For those of you that are guests that would like to stay for the rest of the day and learn from a multimillionaire how to do this business, we're going to let you stay for free if you have a filled out application that shows you're serious. So we're going to just grandfather you into the rest of the day for absolutely free. And that'll be after about a 10-minute break. So I'm going to turn the rest of the time back over to Mr. John Hoffman.
What I like about what just happened there is many of you can see different folks from different walks of life doing some amazing things. Make sense? That's the ability that we have to complement the marketplace that is dissatisfied and hungry for something else in their life. And we have an amazing answer. Whether it's the B2B side, whether it's the consumer side, whether it's the marketing and recruiting and training side, it doesn't matter. We've got something for everybody. And that's what we enjoy, complementing those strengths and interests. So as we just close, I believe there's three pretty simple responses. You know, number one, many of you in here recognize the window of timing. And for $149, the upside is too strong and you'd like to get started. number two, are individuals in the room who recognize the window of timing, but maybe this is your very first presentation and you've got some questions. And anything we can do to help answer those questions, that's what we're here for. Number three might be an individual in the room today who says, look, John, I'm doing well financially. I've got the time freedom. And if you're an individual with that kind of a story, we applaud you absolutely in your success. At the same time, you probably recognize value when you see it and the ability for anywhere from between 52 cents and $1.19 a day to put this umbrella plan and protection over your family makes sense. And you'd like to get the membership. So whether it's one, two, or three, just take a minute, please, and circle up with the person that invited you. And I certainly wish everybody all the success that you allow yourself. And like Mr. Hall said, we'll take a quick break and be back in for the second half. Thanks for having me, Utah.